Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Musicians Mastermind. Today, we've got Carrie and Joe with us today, and anybody else who might chime in. We are live on Facebook. If you'd like to know more about that, the easiest way to do that, if you're not following any of us on social media, is just shoot me an email, lou@loulombardimusic.com, and I'll make sure you get right into the group. It is a closed group for reasons of privacy, so that you can feel like you can discuss things without the whole world knowing, what you're working on. Maybe you want to, not be too open about the fact that you're confused. But don't feel too bad about that. That's what the group is all about. It's a great group. It's Ludini's Musicians Mastermind on Facebook. You know, we're always there for you. It's always open. You can come on and ask questions anytime. And we do these weekly calls. So this is our weekly call. And today we are going to be talking about, because Joe and I are putting together some messenger bot sequences for my stuff. And you know, Carrie has a kind of like, I don't know about this messenger bot stuff. And Joe's like, go messenger bot. And I'm like, I just want to grow my fan base. So we're going to kind of like maybe get in. We want to get into the sort of good, the bad, and the ugly about messenger bots. Now, Joe, why don't you start? Why don't you tell us what a messenger bot is for those of out there who are completely confused?
Okay. So a messenger bot is whenever you go to someone's page. So it could be a, you know, Facebook page for either a business or for you as a musician or whatever the case is. When you go there and you go in and start messaging them, there's that little button that says start, or sometimes you go there and it automatically clicks up and that gives you like three or four options of like, hey, do I want to hear, in this case, it's, do I want to hear more about the podcast? So do I want to learn more about Ludini Rock and Roll Circus? Do I want to go into the group and be part of the community? So do I want to go and be part of Lou Lombardi's inner circle? Or do I want to hear some of Lou's music? Because, you know, either I haven't or I want to hear more. So that's pretty much what it is, but there's other things you can do with it as well. With a messenger bot.
Well, just let me clarify what you're saying real quick so that people understand. This is an this is a program that creates automatic messaging in Facebook Messenger.
Exactly.
Okay, and you can, there's different ways that can happen. You can just go to somebody's Facebook page and that could pop up, or it could be something that you opt into from their landing page or their website. You know, it could be a little button that says, you know, talk to me on Messenger or whatever. And these messages are the messages that you create are automated, but the idea is to make them as friendly and as interesting and as engaging as possible, so they A, don't feel so automated, and B, are actually giving the potential fan like real content that they're going to really be interested in and not just trying to like shove a bunch of crap down their throat.
Yeah. So there's two mindsets on the not feeling so automated, right? So you want to be transparent that it's a bot, because if you're not, then people think they're talking directly to you. It gets really confusing. And when they like hit a stumbling block or, you know, the things just seem so dry that, you know, I don't feel like I'm talking to Lou, then that's not good. You want to be transparent with your bot. So like in your case, your bot actually has a name. So, you know, you're the Ludini Rock bot, talks to them first and says, hey, I want to say, you know, hey, I want to introduce myself, you know, thanks for coming. And then it goes into, if you want to stop this, just click stop. If you want to talk to a human, click talk to a human. And these are the things I want to introduce you to, because Lou has a lot going on. And then it takes you through those things. And then it jumps out to certain pages when it's time. And it gives the audience a way to be able to see what you're doing without you typing it over and over and over again. But it also gives them an option to say, hey, I don't want to talk to the bot. I want to talk to Lou. Mm-hmm. And then it automates all that. So like if they hit, hey, I want to talk to Lou, we tag it and we say, okay, this is someone who in the past has asked to talk to Lou. If they go to the podcast that says, okay, this is someone who's more interested in the podcast than being in the group, but there's so many benefits that if you're going to listen to the podcast of being in the group, let's explain that to them. And so it's just a way of like automating the conversation and building the relationship, getting them to know more about you, in some cases building the authority without like you doing all the talking. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a funnel, but it's in Messenger.
And it's shorter segments, faster.
Mm-hmm.
Faster. That's it. So it's a faster way to kind of like condense like everything that people been doing for years with, you know, go to a landing page and then you click on this and it takes you to the next landing page. And then you're able to decide whether you want to do this or do that to the next page or this page, or depending on what you click on, or you get an email. And this takes all of that and makes that like more efficient. You can kind of like complete that process like in a few seconds, literally, with somebody.
It's more like having a conversation instead of reading a sales page, or having a conversation instead of watching a long sales video, or just being presented to. The question is, how well can you build the conversation and kind of have a finger on the pulse of where your audience is coming from while you're building the bot? So there's a lot of, well, if they come from here, then I need to introduce them to this. If they come from there, then I need to introduce them to that. And I need to make sure that they know at this point, you know, they could talk to me in other places, or make sure they get the file that I promised them, or make sure they get the music, or whatever the case may be. Like, the bot can do a lot. There's a lot of things that can be delivered in the bot if it's done well. Like a lot of times I see people use a bot and it's like, hey, you know, in a post, comment below, and you make the comment and the bot like understands one or two things and then the bot breaks. Or you go to the page and, you know, they don't run it like a conversation, but at the same time lead you to where the next place is. And that's kind of like what I like doing, is like trying to determine what are they going to say, what are they going to need before they know they need it, but making sure that if they say something else, it automatically reacts appropriately.
What do you think, Carrie? I know you're right. Like not real interested. Yeah. You're not like about a lot of that type of stuff.
Well, I'm listening to that. So this is sort of my opening statement on this then. I'll tell you what that sort of description. Where I'm coming from on this, and when I've been using social media, especially on Twitter, I'll tell you why bots have an ugly name, especially message bots. And I know that they're sort of tried, another word, phrase I hate, is tried and tested. But it's something that a lot of people have used, and some people have used them very successfully to build a fan base. And in the right hands, they can be very effective. Bigger emphasis on in the right hands. If you don't get it right, then you can really, really piss people off that you don't want to piss off, that you'd rather be getting on side. One of the biggest sin, I mean, like you mentioned straight up that it's honesty. You're honest that it's a bot. That actually goes against some advice you get, that you've got to make your bot sound like a human, and then only admit it's a bot if you're challenged on it. That straight away is planting seeds of dishonesty. Another thing that a lot of people have said is that you start off with some conversation starter, like what sort of music do you like? It's so bland, and so many questions. And I've just entered that whenever I got that question, if I replied at all, it would say check my profile and you'll find out. Because if somebody's messaging me, I like to feel that they've actually checked my profile. But another thing with this, as I always know when one of the gurus has done a course advocating this. Because I get 10 messages immediately in my inbox with exactly the same copy. And so when that happens, you really think, okay, which guru has put them up to this? And it's so whoever's done it that week has done it. And they've all done it. And of course, the courses will say, don't just use this copy, vary it. But they never do. They will just copy and paste it verbatim. And that is such a stupid thing to do, because the people that you are contacting with these things will get those messages all the time. So that straight away is one of the things there. But anyway, so this is another thing. Like some people, like Carlos, will address this head on, what to do when they come back and they open this conversation. And the first message you get back might be hostile, but not hostile and go away hostile. I'll explain what I mean by that, because I've done it myself.
Okay.
Sometimes people have sent me a message like this. And I thought, okay, I don't appreciate the way you've done this, but I get what you're doing and I'm going to give you a chance to win me back here. So I'll write back to them. And I might even say something like, am I talking to a human here? Or am I talking to a bot? And then the good ones might say, okay, we've done that. Sorry, this is how the game's played. You know how it is. And then we'll start a conversation. Some other people who set out this way, if you don't become instant super fan after message two, start getting abusive. So they might like come up with something. Hey, what sort of music do you like? Check my profile. But I've checked yours and I've seen your music. Or am I talking to a bot? And says, what? You want to question me? Do you? Fuck you and the horse you ran in on. You're never going to be a super fan anyway. I hope you die in the fire. And the thing is, when that happens, not only have they alienated me, I'm going to tell people about that.
Yeah.
And word gets around. So we know we've said before about one of the things that you do when you, whenever you're trying to build goodwill and public awareness there as well, is you need to be civil with everybody, even the jerks, because like you never know when the word's going to, if you don't make an effort to win it back, word will get around, and in the end, people just won't. When you go to approach somebody else, they'll just block you on sight, and you'll never know why. I've said this before. It's exactly the same as when comedians, when you perform live, if you get booed, it's not a nice experience, but how you deal with it is so important. And you can die on your ass, but still win over that crowd if you take it on the chin and look like, because that means next time, okay, we saw them, they had a hard time. I want to give them another chance next time they're in town. So, and an audience can do that.
So one of the things is that, in most cases, if you're running a bot the way I understand it's appropriate, the person knows that it's a bot most of the time.
And wait a minute. The other thing that you haven't mentioned, and I think we need to clarify too, is I think the way we're going to do it is by asking people to opt in to these messages and not just be beating them over the head.
Facebook changed their rules, so you really can't beat them over the head anymore if you're following the rules.
Good. Because I just want to give a quick example because I'm on Leah's. I'm on both of her for her music and her coaching, but I opted into that.
Right.
When I went to her page, it was a thing like, can we send you messages? I'm like, yeah, because I want to know what she's talking about. So I don't get annoyed or pissed off. I know that it's a bot. I'm not a moron. I know that she's not, sitting there in front of Messenger all day, clicking away. I totally understand. I see the automated stuff where, would you like this? And she even says, she even has messages where like, would you like this, or do you want us to go away? And you can click on go away.
Right.
What I mean? Like, so it's not, it's how it's done, and you do want to kind of make it so that people are kind of, they know what they're getting into. I don't think you should try to ambush people with it if you can avoid that. But go ahead.
So let me say this, for the last month, to make sure that I know exactly what the rules are for the Facebook Messenger, which there's pages and pages and pages in Facebook that you can read, to do that. You have to get a person to, one, opt in. Well, I don't want to say opt in. Go to Messenger and start the bot, okay? And they know that they're doing that because they're clicking a button or they're replying with a certain phrase or whatever they're doing. They know that, okay, you know what? I'm going to Messenger now. So they go to Messenger. They get a couple messages, and then they have to take an action. If they don't take an action, you're not supposed to keep messaging them. And then once they do take an action, that's when they're actually subscribed. But they're only subscribed for 24 hours. So,
okay.
And they've removed the plus one. And what many chat and people were doing is the plus one after the 24 hours, they were assigning that as a subscription. And they're removing the subscription tag for anyone who's not a news channel and haven't opted in for Facebook to say, yes, you're a news channel. So you're now at a point where, yeah, you can get them to go to Messenger. And yes, I can send you a one-off message, but I can't message you after you go into my bot until you take an action. Okay. And then once you take an action, then I have 24 hours to keep you active or you're no longer active. So I can't bombard you with messages after 24 hours to keep you going. So one of the issues we have, Lou, is that I can't actually say, hey, unless there's I haven't found like another way to do it yet. And I don't care to take them into the bot and then say, okay, every time Lou goes live, I'm going to message them. The reason why I'm not doing that and I don't care to is because if you're using Facebook appropriately, and most of the people, entrepreneurs I know, they have groups, they're building a community, then the group is where to build the community. The group is where to notify people. So every time you go live, they get notified. So I'm using the bot to introduce them to you. And it's really nice because with the bot, on a landing page, you're supposed to have one goal. Okay. But I don't have one goal. I want them to self-select. Do they want to be part of the inner circle? Do they want to, you know, just watch the podcast? That's fine with us. Or do they want to hear your music? Or do they want to do all of those things? And I'm tracking what they're doing. And I'm also getting to know them. So I'm using bot as it's kind of like you're at a party and I have a wingman introducing me to a girl. You know what I mean? They come over and the wingman's talking to the girl and they're like, hey, check out Joe. You know what I mean? So the bot is like, okay, come to learn more about Lou. And then they go through the process and they're like, yeah, I like this. Is kind of how I'm using it.
Okay.
Now I haven't got into like you can't send people through a bot from a group unless you use a workaround, which is, you know, kind of, and I haven't done it yet. So we're going to see, but put a post on your page and then take and tag that into your group, share it into your group. We haven't done stuff like that. We're in the beginning of building the bot. And so it's all about using the bot to opt in and introduce. It's not about like subscribing and continuously bombarding people with messages. If they want to learn, if they want to be part of our community, right, they get in the inner circle. And we are allowed, though, so here's one more thing. Since they changed all the tags, I don't know if they're called tags or not, but the tags of like you can't say that someone's a subscription. There's a lot of things that have been removed. After the 24-hour period at, you know, 23 and a half hours, they don't message. And then it moves on into like day two, day three. I am allowed to promote for up to a year to those people. So I can pay to have an ad sent to those people. So it's like a mix between a like audience and and having an email list because they're not really on your list yet. And that's another goal. So I'm a little bit all over the place, but I'm trying to get you guys to understand all this without being prepared. Is get them in, you know, during that 24-hour period. I don't care about SMS. Some people might. Right now, I'm not worried about that. But I am trying to get them to get on an email list because I want to make sure that after the 24-hour period, I can message them with important information. That's not exactly the same as what they're going to see day after day. In the group, it's got, you know, everything. One of the things people need to think about is in each one of these channels, what value are you giving? You know, I kind of did some studying with Patreon, and it's like, if you get into different levels and rewards with Patreon, you should get these things. Well, if you join my bot, you should be able to get so much value. If you're on my podcast, in my group, or getting my music, you should be able to get so much value. And then if you move up and want to learn about marketing, then you get so much more value. So what are you presenting in each one of these things? And the bot is only meant for introduction right now and promotion later. You know what I mean? Is how I'm kind of focusing on it.
That's good. It's a lot more advanced than I've had before. So another question I've got noted here. what you've pretty much described here is a switchboard. And that's a bit of a cold way of putting it, but on purpose, because I want you to defend it. So I want you to explain this.
It's a conversation starter supporter.
So question is, how do you make it a conversation starter and not like calling your insurance broker? You know, I press one to...
right. Well, I don't want them to think it's Lou they're talking to. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be times when I do. I may send out a broadcast and it be in Lou's voice and say, hey, blah, 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 blah. Because a nice thing about ManyChat is that you can send out a broadcast to everyone saying the same thing, mm-hmm. but then you can sit directly in ManyChat and see who takes action and starts a conversation with you.
And you can jump in and have a personal back to them
in ManyChat. You don't have to go into Facebook and jump around from Messenger box.
I've had that experience too with somebody. I commented back something that was not like, I don't want to say non sequitur, but it was something that wasn't discussed in the bot. And they did write back as like gave me like a personal message back. It was obvious because the thing I threw at them was very random. So yes, that is totally
And there's actually a time in my bot where I'm like, hey, you know, Lou wanted to say something directly, and I kind of put it in quotes and like, hey, this is Lou, blah 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 blah, just to make sure that they know that you're not live right now. But that you're passing a message through the bot, kind of like it's your secretary or your assistant or whatever.
Right.
Try to make it fun as best I can. So there's a time and place for every type of message. You just got to be transparent and really think it out. It takes a lot of consideration.
Well, I know Carrie's not a big fan of the follow unfollow procedures on Instagram and Twitter. But to kind of talk about that just very briefly, on the message aspect of that, one of the things I saw some of the people in Carlos's group do is when they did send those messages, they were very honest, like, yes, sorry, this is an automated message, or, you know, yes, this is a canned message, but I really think you would like whatever, my CD or my whatever, and please go check it out, you know. And you can message me back and I will answer or whatever. So they just immediately like diffuse the whole like thing where it could be any kind of confusion by just like immediately putting that out there, at the beginning. So it is a way to kind of mitigate any kind of.
I try to be parent transparent, but I'm not one of those type of people who take everything. So, seriously.
Okay.
Like, I understand that people are going to set, like, if I'm on someone's list and they have like thousands of people who are tracking them or hundreds of people that they're trying to get a message out to, if I understand that they're using social media for something more than just personal messaging, they're not my best friend. I understand they're not going to message 100 people this, you know, every other day. And that's a lot of work. They're just trying to see, like, if I want to react with them, am I going to raise my hand and react with what they have to offer? And I either ignore it or I don't. If I want the thing they're offering, or if I'm interested in what they're saying, then I'll message back and see what they say. You know what I mean? I just ignore it. It's social media. I ignore it if I want to ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten that way too, but you got to realize we are in the know. You know, the three of us, we know these things and everything. And there's a lot of people who do not know. So, you know, you can mitigate potential problems by being as like upfront with people as possible. And I like what you're doing, Joe, with like, okay, when you do want to say Lou wanted me to tell you this and put it in quotes or whatever, that's a good way. That's a good kind of bridge between the two, like, you know, things. What do you got, Carrie? I think Carrie wants to say something.
I think another thing, and like a lot of these are, I'm going to start telling a lot of problems from the past.
Sure.
And some of them have been solved. Like you've already described some of the ways that the Facebook bots have overcome these problems. But I'm still going to talk about problems of the past because it's the only way we continue to learn from them.
Okay.
Right.
And I'll tell you one platform that never really recovered from damage sustained from this, and that's SoundCloud. SoundCloud when it started out, and the SoundCloud front page was a big deal at one time. Much as it's hard to imagine now, at one point, getting on the SoundCloud front page was a big deal. And because it was a big deal, everyone who wanted to game the system and start buying fake plays did it. And SoundCloud did not get on top of this. And that meant that, in a very short space of time, the value of SoundCloud's front page fell off a cliff, because you knew that everyone who was on there had bought all the plays. And it also meant that the music that was on the SoundCloud front page was a load of shit, because it hadn't made it there on its own merit.
Right.
So that's that side of it. But the other thing is, when I was using SoundCloud, and the reason why I'll use it for practical things when I'm sharing something and that, but I will not use it for promotion in any way. And the reason why is because that side of messaging and communication there, sometimes I will get personal messages there from people that will check out, but there will be in amongst 50 bots. And generally the bots are bots that are trying to sell me plays. And they go straight in the bin. They're against the terms of service. And they have belatedly tried to do things now. So as soon as they discovered, they're gone. But the horse is out of the barn. That's they're all on there now, and they're all trying to do it. And they're always gonna have that problem. And it just ended up in this situation. The day when I closed my SoundCloud Pro, when I got fed up of every day having to go in and go through 100 messages to find the 3 or 4 that were human. And all the rest were bots. And that's probably, and I'm not the only guy. There's most people I speak to.
That's why Facebook's making all the rules they are.
Yeah, they're trying to control
that. They're trying to get ahead of that. They know that that's happening. So, and you know what? Like I said, it's a way to opt in to people, introduce them to multiple options, give them value after they raise their hand. Because once you hook them, get them in, they start going through the bot. Your whole goal is to either inform them, entertain them, or show them multiple options that they can raise their hand and say they're interested in. It's not about promotion anymore. And I don't know if I want to say it's about building relationships as much as providing value to people, whether that's entertainment. And I say this every meeting we have, it seems. But that's where I try to come from. So, like with the bot, I'm only trying to give them what they want or hopefully desire, so that, you know, they can learn more about Lou in this case. And then once they go to the landing page, they can opt into something. And then as they get deeper, then they're saying, hey, I'm really wrapped up into this. I've built value with you. I see where you're coming from. And then that's when we say, well, hey, you know, we can also show you these things. So one of the things I was saying, Lou, to you was, you know, we're not really promoting or trying to monetize a bot right now.
Right.
And we may not for a long period of time, because I'd rather monetize somewhere where we know the people are going to be interested in what we're providing. You know, I'm trying to make sure that, coming from a place of complete transparency and the heart, I don't want to offer something to someone at the wrong time,
right,
where they're not going to be ready for it.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
No, it's good. I mean, this is sort of getting more like something it puts me in mind of is like, you know, the Paul Verhoeven films, like Starship Troopers, Robocop. One of his tropes was like, there always be the screens on there. You know the phrase I'm about to say here, Luke.
Do you want to know more?
Exactly. There's always like some like spoof advert playing, and then at the end of it, we'll always end up, do you want to know more? Press this button. But hey, I mean, like he was being satirical with it and saying, here's this impersonal vision of the future. But kind of called it, we're here. But what we're saying is, does it have to be a bad thing?
Yeah, to be totally honest, while building the bot, there's times when it's like, I want to say, do you want to know more? And I'm like, I gotta write something differently here. And like,
do you want to know more? I think that Facebook is trying to, you know, not to praise Facebook, but I think they are trying to keep this from turning in. I think they're trying to learn from the mistakes that were made on other platforms like MySpace and SoundCloud and some of these other things. So I'm not too concerned about that. I think you have to bring your own personal integrity to everything you do. It doesn't matter if it's your email list, if it's your landing page, if it's your closed Facebook group, if it's your show. Like Carrie mentioned, you know, there's going to be, you're going to might have haters at the show. It's like how you handle that. And that's what shines through. And you want to make sure that whatever you do, messenger bots, whatever, that comes through and that you're really, doing your best. You're always going to have somebody who gets a little perturbed.
Smart because, it's where I started off is I started off doing direct mail into landing pages, right? And that's all, different things communicating in different places. And I started noticing that a lot of entrepreneurs are using groups to build a community. And then after they build up trust, they start selling in there. Well, if that's the case, then Facebook's being smart because they're trying to lower their, according to what I'm hearing from everyone, they're trying to lower their ad, what they're charging people, based on keeping them on their platform. And that's the more information they're going to get. So if you go from a Facebook ad into a landing page, into a funnel, you know, they realize you're trying to sell to that person real soon. But if you go from a Facebook ad into a group or a Facebook ad into a bot and then into a group or into a funnel, then that's supposed to lower
spend. So they want to reward you for trying to keep people on Facebook as much as possible.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in reality, funnels have their place and automation and other software, other places has its place. But the more and more and more and the deeper I get with Facebook, because like I said, I was doing websites and landing pages. Now I'm getting deeper and deeper with Facebook. There's a lot of cases when you could just stay on Facebook, but we've talked about this, you know, you have to have an email list
at some point. Yeah.
At some point we need to get yours.
Whether it's that, you know, once we get them into the group and create a tripwire thing that we sell for, you know, $1.97 or something to get them to, you know, you do have to get them over there. I mean, you have to be you just have to be really careful. I mean, I told you guys, mentioned it before, the horror story. I got hacked back in last May and didn't have access to Facebook for 30 days. And it really was like, you know, hamstrung me in terms of my ability to promote. So just be very careful. Mm. Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap up the discussion on the bots? The bots are coming.
I think it's
I
think that's a good comp.
Yeah, I just know with the number of landing pages we were going to need to share and the number of things we could share on one page to get people to either raise their hand for the podcast, the Inner Circle, or the
Inner Circle, by the way, guys, is my music private group for my music. But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. There was just going to be way too much copy to show all that value. So the bot makes it really nice to say, okay, these are all the things available. We're just being, hey, straightforward. These are things available. And, this is where we believe the highest value is. And, you know, it really is going to wrap back around to joining the group. You know what I mean? But here's where you can get all these things.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Carrie, anything you want to add before we wrap up today?
No, I think we're good.
Plug your website.
That would be kjkmusic.co.uk. It's in the beginnings of hyping a new album at the moment.
Congratulations. Joe, go ahead and plug yours too, please.
Yeah. So my website's orangetreemarketing.com. I help authors, coaches, speakers, and service-based business and other people create bots and funnels. Primarily, I concentrate on funnels. This bot thing is a new thing. It's kind of fun. And then to get more leads and sales in their business.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out. That's LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Get more information about all the different podcasts that we do. Guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you guys next time. Take care, guys. See ya. Mm-hmm.